18th, local time 9 a.m. at ICANN Buenos Aires in the La Pampa Room. This is the CCNSO member meeting day one.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It is 9 o'clock by my watch, so on my very first outing as chair, I wouldn't want to spoil Leslie's long tradition of starting very promptly and on time. I'm going to try to carry on that tradition. So welcome, everybody, to beautiful Buenos Aires and the opening of the CCNSO workday. Today is Tuesday, and tomorrow, Wednesday. I just wanted to say, and the following day is Thursday, so now at least, that was a test. I thought about that all night to see if you guys were actually going to be awake on Tuesday morning, and I'm glad to see that you are. Thank you. I just wanted to say a couple of words before I hand it over. And first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for having the faith in me to and the council to elect me as the chair. It's certainly my goal to serve this community very well and to, as best I can, try and reflect the concerns and the requirements and the inputs of this community, both when we're in this room and when we're outside of this room, trying to advance the cause and interests of the CC community. So first, just thank you very much for having the faith to put me in the role of chair. We have, I think, what is going to be a very interesting program over the next couple of days, both Tuesday and Wednesday. And I am going to turn it over now so that we can walk through what's coming up over the next couple of days. And just before we do that, I want to say that Katrina and the program working group have done a lot of work on trying to prepare a very engaging couple of days. And I just want to thank them because I think they're really upping the game in terms of driving the program. So it should be a great couple of days, and this is a preview of what we're going to be doing.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Sorry, a little misunderstanding here. We haven't rehearsed it very well before that. So, first of all, we'd like to highlight some most interesting sessions. Well, at least we think they're very interesting. First, today, please join Internet Governance in Light of the Montevideo Statement. It's roundtable discussion. We have excellent panelists and very good chair. Another interesting roundtable discussion, which is waiting for us, is capacity building. Also, very nice panel. And also stability and security from the perspective of global companies. Well, what do they expect from CCTLDs? Just come, join, listen, participate. And let's not forget about the most important event. It's CCNSO cocktail. It's tonight. And buses will depart from Hotel Sheraton Park Tower at 6:30. Be there. You don't need an invitation, even though if you want a printed one, and Gabi still has them, you can ask. But still, anyone from CCTLD community is welcome. And that's, of course, we should thank our generous sponsors for letting this happen, CCNSO cocktail and lunch, at least today. Some other changes we also would like to highlight at the moment. You all know this meeting survey we have. We decided as an experiment to change the format of the survey. We're not going to ask you to evaluate each and every presentation. Instead, we'll ask for your opinion on sessions, which sessions you liked most, which sessions you maybe did not like, and we would really appreciate your comments and your suggestions. Whenever you have any idea how to improve our meetings, please share. We really value your comments, and we're looking forward to them. So thank you very much. Thank you, Byron, and, well, welcome to the CCNSO.
Okay, thank you. I think that looks like a very exciting program. One of the key things that that we've been working on from a program working group perspective is to cover not only the issues that are really relevant to us in the room, but also what are some of the hotter and emerging topics from outside this room. In addition to that, you can also see from some of the panels here, there was really an effort to also bring in a number of non-CC participants to the panel to give us a flavor and feeling for what other elements of the community are thinking about these various issues and hot topic issues. Just before I put my other hat on, just a reminder that we will be visiting the ICANN board after the Finance Working Group presentation, and it's in Liberator AB, which is the main hall at the other end of this hall. So we'll take a few minutes for us to all walk down there, so I'll be doing my best from a Finance Work Group perspective to get us finished by 5 to 10, so we'll have a few minutes to make our way and get seated for the CCNSO board meeting at 10 o'clock. So now I'll put on my other hat and go to the Finance Working Group. So now, as chair of the Finance Working Group, this has been a lengthy journey. As you'll recall, this committee has reported back out in every single CCNSO meeting since our inception in 2010. And our last meeting was this past Sunday. We typically have met every Sunday face-to-face, where we worked through our what we believe will be the final report to the council. And I wanted to take the appropriate time today to walk through the key elements of the final report. As many of you will recall, in Durban we had a pretty robust session where we continued to take significant input from this community, and that has woven its way into the final report. But just to give a brief history as we roll into the content of the report, as all of you will know, that this conversation has been an ongoing one, literally since the mists of time of the CCNSO and actually before. Some of you in this room will recall that back pre-2003, ICANN believed that CCNSO contributions should make up 35% of their total budget. So just to give you a sense of where this conversation had originated, and it took a number of years to get to 2007, where the framework that we're currently under came into force. Now, subsequent to that, in 2010, ICANN raised the issue again that this community was not paying nearly its share, or at least nearly an appropriate amount. And the previous ICANN CEO had suggested that as a community, we should be contributing to ICANN in the neighborhood of $10 to $12 million. It was from that moment that this working group, this conversation, this working group commenced. And since that point, we've met 13 times face-to-face. We've had at least that many teleconferences. And since the last meeting, we also did a couple of webinars that were open to not only us, but other members of the community. So it's been a very robust process in terms of how we have gone through this, the work that we've done, the reporting out to the community, the feedback from the community through a number of different channels. Of course, we've also met with the GAC and reported out on this a number of times. It's been a constant conversation with the board almost every time we've met with them since 2011. This has been a topic, and I can tell you it's also just been an ongoing topic in working with ICANN staff to go through this. So it has been a 2.5-year journey and a lengthy process to get to the point where the finance working group is able to put forward a final report to the council. And that's really what I want to speak to in more detail today. One of the key elements that I think really bears mention is a fundamental turning point in this discussion, and that was really around the model that we came to, which incorporated what came to be known as the value exchange. The early discussions with ICANN, both back in time as well as early in this round of them, had centered around almost a fee-for-service and also a what is ICANN's total budget, you know, essentially how many domains do we represent and divide accordingly, and that was the nature of the discussion. There was fundamentally a seminal turning point in the discussion where we as a work group posited the notion that, in fact, we as a community provide significant benefit to the overall community. Okay. Sure. And that that our presence in our domestic environments, the things that we do in our domestic environments, the contribution that we make in our 143 different national jurisdictions are actually of significant value to ICANN itself. Yeah. And that, in fact, that has significant value for the multi-stakeholder model in general, and to ICANN in specific. And that notion was what I would say was a fundamental philosophical turn in the nature of the relationship, or at least it's perceived by ICANN. And that, in turn, created a significant change in how we approached this whole discussion and eventually how we came to a common understanding with ICANN about what the contribution rate should be. So I just wanted to really highlight that because it is somewhat esoteric, but it's also very real and operational at the end of the day. And to breathe life into it, this chart gives a sense of what that actually means, that ICANN without a doubt brings benefit to the CC community. You know, and if you look at the table on the left, there's a range of activities that we would probably all agree that to greater or lesser degrees, depending on our registry, ICANN provides benefit to us as a community. But, as the table on the right shows, we also provide significant benefit to ICANN. And while this list is not meant to be exhaustive, it gives a sense of we both receive benefit, global benefit, from the other party. So with that in mind, we started to break down the associated expenses, or the expenses that ICANN and believed were associated with the CC community. And as we worked through that process, we broke them down into three discrete components. The first was specific expenses, and they were relatively easily identifiable, but they are expenses that ICANN expended directly against this community and no other community. So policy support specifically in relation to this community, secretariat support, et cetera. Things that were only expended against this community. The second grouping of expenses were shared in nature. that yes, we as the CC enjoyed the benefit of some of ICANN's activities, but so did other communities. And that it was fair and reasonable that some of those costs be allocated to the CC community. And as you can imagine, this is where an awful lot of the conversation focused around or orbited around, in that what were they to begin with? If you think of, as I'm sure you all read ICANN's financial statements in depth, if you think of the list of line items of expenses, we're certainly not participating in all of them, and in fact, it's a very short list. So the first was, what is that short subset of ICANN expenses where we share with other communities? And then, what's an appropriate allocation against the CC community? So this is where an awful lot of the conversation revolved. And then there are the global expenses. And that's really where this notion of value exchange came to light. Because ICANN does many things that we benefit from, as the table showed, but it's very difficult to put a hard dollar value on those. And ICANN benefits very substantially from the things that we do in our jurisdictions, but again, difficult to put a dollar on, even though we did do a fairly good job of unpacking that notion when we did the survey. If you'll recall the survey we did in 2010 around the expenses that we as a community believe that we expended against ICANN-related activities. And that's where ICANN agreed with us, in essence, that they would not try to allocate a dollar value against the global expenses that ICANN incurs, recognizing that we bring equivalent value. And while I'm sure the accountants in the room will have trouble with that notion, I think that we as operators of organizations have to be comfortable with that's roughly equivalent, and we're going to move on and not be allocated a single dollar in that bucket, if you will. So how does that actually break down? The table in front of you brings to life or operationalizes that conceptual framework. And you can see here that the specific benefits are identified. There are four of them. And they're clear around policy support, secretariat support, travel support for members of this community, and overhead associated with those. The total there was $825,000. And I think it's pretty safe for most of us here as managers or operators of our organizations where we all have budgets. This is a very discreet and very short list. And I think that it's safe to say, certainly in the specific, we could probably all agree on this. In terms of the shared benefits, again, if you think of ICANN's profit and loss statement or income statement with all of the expenses, again, this is a very short and specific subset of their total expenses. And that's around governance, the board members that we have relative to the total board, ICANN meetings. And again, in a sense, this is a specific expense for this room, the support that we receive here. But it's an allocation of the total meeting expenses, but very specific to us. Anyway, that's one of the things that could have gone either way, but because it's allocated from the whole, it ended up in this shared expense category. But again, it is very much supporting us. ICANN also recognized that these meetings are generally sponsored by a local host. And that was another discussion point. And you can see here in the numbers column that this is a negative. And this is ICANN recognizing that we as a community substantially participate in funding an ICANN meeting. So that's another, I think, a very important point and an acknowledgement by ICANN. And then the other services that we receive through IANA and IDNs are an allocation of the total cost. The third category is the global benefits. We've spoken about them. I think the important point to note here is the dollar value is zero. We recognize we both bring value, and at the end of the day, we'll call it equivalent. So that the total expenses associated with this community are just over $3.5 million, broken down in detail. So I wanted to take an opportunity, if we go back to the previous slide.
That's very difficult. Christina, do you know if you can increase it?
The question was just for an increase in font size, I guess.
Yeah. No. Control plus?
I think you'll have to have a physical move versus a digital move here. Closer to the front. Sorry about that. Let me tell you, though, the number in the bottom right, the one that concerns us all, 3.5 million. Just to go over it again, the specific benefits are $825,000, and the shared benefits are $2.7 million for a total of $3.5 million. But I think it's also important to note that there's really only eight. That's not me. That there are only eight expense categories that we even participate in. So again, back to thinking of the long list of expenses that ICANN incurs, this is also a very short and specific list. If we go back to the previous slide, I wanted to take the opportunity here. We all have our cards. I just wanted to get a sense of the room. So we'll recall that there are three colors. Red means don't like it. Green means I like it. Orange means I'm in the middle. I'm on the fence. I want to talk first about the conceptual framework. Have we created a reasonable framework from which to view the costs associated with the CCNSO by ICANN? So is this framework and the notion of a value exchange a reasonable and fair way to view how we would contribute? So if I could just see green, red, I'm going to say, no surprise, I say green. Okay, so in terms of a conceptual framework, couple on the fence, but a significant majority of green. Thank you. And also there are many members of the working group here in the room as well. Okay, so thank you very much on that. And we'll have the opportunity to have some more fulsome discussion. I just want to get through the actual report, and then we'll come back to discussion and also some other opportunities to show the cards. Hopefully that font is a little bit bigger. The other element, in a sense, the third component that I wanted to talk about of four, is the principles that we came up with, the guiding framework overall. So there's the actual model, and we looked at a whole range of models. And then there's the guiding principles that would sort of breathe life into how we do this. And I do want to take the time to actually go through them, because as we put forward the final report to the council, it's very important that we all understand the principles that have been put in place. And like I say, we've had much discussion and much input on these, and these principles have been refined and refined and refined. This is V. I can't remember what V it is anymore. There's been enough of them. And that's in part because we've had a pretty robust working group with differences of opinion, but also we've taken a lot of feedback as recently as the webinars and Durban. There's 10 principles. I'm going to just tease out what I think are the highlights of each, but I would encourage you to also read them. As I think we all know, the final report was posted just after our Sunday meeting. So it is available online for everybody to see the detail. It's about 15 or 16 pages. I would encourage you to read it. It impacts us all, or has the potential to. I think the first principle is ICANN and the CCNSO each recognize the value of the TLD community. Each recognize the value the TLD community and ICANN bring to their relationship. And here we start to unpack that notion of ICANN committing to that core understanding of the value that we bring to this community and the multi-stakeholder model. Second bullet point is that ICANN and the CCNSO recognize and acknowledge the value exchange model. So that is absolutely critical. ICANN is recognizing that third critical component, recognizing that fundamental philosophical turn that we took in this discussion, where it's not just a series of services and an allocation, but a recognition by ICANN that we contribute as much as they do on a global basis. The third point is that we recognize they spend money against us. They do spend money specifically to support this community, and that ICANN should be reasonably compensated. We should pause on that just to make sure we're all on the same page. They should be reasonably compensated for the work that they do on our behalf. The next bullet, and there was I've certainly had much input on this particular notion, is to remind ICANN that they have a public interest mandate, and that as part of that, they must continue to improve its management practice and be cost efficient. Coming to a conclusion here doesn't mean that they can go away and spend more money. That we will continue to hold them accountable as one of the core principles of our community, hold them accountable for their management practices and being cost efficient. And I think we've all seen that the SOP does an admirable job of that. The next point is recognizing that while many outside our community might think of us as a relatively homogeneous group, or we're all just CCs, the fact is there's remarkable diversity in here from a size perspective, geography perspective, cultural perspective, operational capability perspective, revenue perspective, domains under management, and governance models, business models. And that ICANN and the broader community must recognize that. And we recognize it internally, and it's part of what informs the conclusions that we come to. This next slide. We have the CCNSO, or the Finance Working Group, has developed a banded model for voluntary contributions. And I think that's critical here. The banded model for voluntary contributions. In fact, the title of the guidelines highlights that key component, that we and ICANN recognize that our contributions are voluntary in nature. And carrying on in this bullet point, that even though we set out a framework here and a recommended set of guidelines, that the financial relationship at the end of the day is to be determined by ICANN and the individual CC manager. That while we've created a framework, we've created guidelines, we've created something to hang our hats on, the fact is, as national entities, we still have the opportunity to have a direct relationship with ICANN, which would, at the end of the day, supersede the voluntary guidelines, if need be. Next bullet point also recognizes something that I think is very important, and that's that we are recommending an increase in payment. And as such, there would be an opportunity to phase in any increases. But we also heard, because it's a banded model, at certain points, when I end up increasing my domains under management by one domain, when I go from 999,099 to 1,000,000, that one domain could be very expensive. by tripping into the next tier. So we also want to recognize that in order to smooth that curve out, that there could be a phase in as a registry moves from one tier to the next. So that's, I think, a key component. Second last guideline was recognizing that some of us operate more than one registry, more than one top-level domain, maybe more than one registry, and that there would be an opportunity to reflect that complexity, really, to the benefit of the manager, of the CC manager. So it speaks very directly to that point. And I think the final point here is a very important one, and that's given this discussion, the length of this discussion, the history of this discussion, that we will close this chapter for a minimum of 5 years. And part of this arrangement ensures, it gives stability to us around this discussion and closes this conversation for at least 5 years. And I think that's another important point when it comes to the guidelines. I'd actually go back to one more. So now you've seen the conceptual framework. You've seen the guidelines overall. You've seen how it breaks down in terms of the value exchange model. I would like to break out our cards again here, because understanding the model, having a greater understanding of the expenses associated with us, and seeing how we will interpret it and, in a sense, operationalize it through the guidelines, the question I would like to ask is, given we need to have some relationship with ICANN, what you see here in terms of the financial breakdown and the costs associated and against us or on behalf of us, is this a reasonable breakdown of expenses associated against this community? So if I could just see green, orange, people are thinking about it a little more. Okay, so I see a couple of oranges and a significant majority.
How many oranges?
I've seen two oranges and a significant majority of greens. Thank you very much. So the final, before we get to questions, the final thing that I wanted to come to was how we believe we should allocate those expenses. Hopefully you can read this table. So fundamentally there's, what is the conceptual model? What are the expenses associated? What are the guidelines that would operationalize it? And then how are we going to allocate this expense among ourselves? And there was considerable discussion here. As you know, today we have a banded model, roughly. But the early work of this committee, which we reported back numerous times back at the beginning of this process, is we looked at what I would call 7.5 different models, 7 models with a variation on one. Different ways that we could allocate this expense, the total number, the 3.5. We looked at some of the regional organization models, like Center, for example. We looked at fee-for-service models. We looked at fee-per-domain models. We looked at other ways, 7 different ways to allocate it. And given all the constraints, given the differences in the room, essentially what we came to is the need for a proxy that could try to reflect the wide variety of operator types, styles, business models, sizes, et cetera, that we have in this room. And after looking at that every which way and looking at all the different models, it was a conclusion of the finance working group that the best way to try to unpack this was to have a tiered model. So different than what we have today, but essentially an evolution of what we have today, recognizing that the landscape in 2007, where today's model comes from, is quite different than the landscape we have today. We increase the number of tiers because we have some very large registries, but recognizing that we have to find a balance between all our different sizes and scopes, recognizing there's different capacities to pay. We came up with a 7-tier model that, as best as possible, given the limited number of variables that this equation actually has when you start unpacking it, we came up with the seven different tiers that you see here in front of you. I think it's important to note also in the third column the number of CCs in any given band. Because some folks wanted a smooth curve. You know, why can't you create more of a true bell curve or a smooth curve? Part of the challenge is just the number of CCs in any given category are lumpy. So it's very difficult to do that from a math perspective. And we address that through a guideline, which is the opportunity to smoothly or phase in the payment as you transition between tiers. It's probably also important to note the right-hand column, and that's the revenue that would be associated if every single CC paid. And you can see that it's, in fact, slightly larger than the expense, the 3.5 that we've seen allocated on behalf of this community. And that's a recognition that not all CCs are CCNSO members or participate. And we have 143 members, but as we know, there are more CCs than that, and not all of them are here in this room. So while I would strongly encourage all of us to carry our weight and to pay the freight, we have to recognize that we're not all participants in the CCNSO environment. So, you know, recognizing that those of us who are traditionally paying right now, if we do pay, we will get to the 3.5 million number. But I just wanted to also highlight this along the way if there was any questions. So knowing that we have about 15 minutes left, I wanted to open it to questions and also take one last show of cards before we do that, which is looking at this fee, this tiered model, of course, recognizing that it is a voluntary model that would live under the principles that we've just reviewed. So, given the constraints, given the guidelines, given the conceptual framework, is this a reasonable and appropriate banded model for us to go forward with? We may not love it. Probably none of us in this room are looking forward to paying more money. But I think we need to recognize as a community that we should pay our reasonably incurred bill. So with that, can I see, is this a reasonable and appropriate way to approach the allocation of expenses? So we have a strong majority of green, 2 reds, and 3-4 oranges. I believe that's what I see. Chris is putting up a green in the back. Okay.
Seven oranges.
Sorry. Okay.
So now we can make juice.
Okay. Thank you very much. So that was a significant, though certainly smaller majority than the previous two. There are 7 oranges and 2 reds. So I recognize that not everybody loves this model. And as I said, I recognize that not everybody wants to pay more. But I believe, and the finance working group believes, that we should pay our reasonable share. And that's how we come to this conclusion. So we have probably 10 minutes for comment and discussion. Nigel?
Good morning. I'd like to congratulate those who worked on the finance side of this in managing to come up with an agreement and a bottom line figure that I think, on average, we can reasonably agree with. I'd also like to emphasise and to note that the word voluntary is key to this. It's embedded within it. There are various reasons for that. There are some CCTLDs that are constitutionally unable to pay ICANN, both for reasons of their own internal structure and for reasons of the US government's requirements on payments of money from certain countries. From our own perspective, we've actually never paid anything to ICANN, and it's not for want of actually wanting to pay. If somebody's asking us for $500, then I'm really quite happy to pay the amount. The amount is not key to us. What's key to us in the past has been an implication and sometimes an actual statement that by doing so we had to enter into a contract with ICANN. I know those days are gone, but I'd just like to say that we'd be very happy to pay our two lots of $500, providing we can actually get some fairly plain wording to say this is voluntary and in not connection with any relationship that ICANN might have as the IANA contractor, for example. But otherwise, fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Byron. Younglee.kr. I mean, I think generally that this model is great. Advanced this financial contribution model almost to the end. But the reason why I had partial orange was because of the difference in the amount between the bands. So I was wondering if there was any possibility of maybe, for example, specifically in band C from 1 million to 2.5 million, because .kr is closer to 1 million and it is currently paying something very close to something between C and D, to have to go up so much would put a bigger burden than we thought we were going to be responsible for. So I was wondering if there was any possibility of maybe breaking down the band a bit more.
Having looked at this equation backwards and forwards and playing with, I mean, there are very few variables here. There's only a certain number of registries in the certain number of categories, and if we start with the number that we want to try to get to 3.5 million, there's only so many ways that this equation can generate that number. So I think having wrestled with these bands considerably, there isn't a better way to do it, but we recognize your comment, and that's where we go back to the principle that we would that we put very specifically in the principles that there's an opportunity to phase in the transition between tiers. And I believe that that will satisfy the concern that you have. Because at the end of the day, each of us will have a relationship with ICANN, and ICANN will send us an invoice. But it's to be determined on a bilateral basis while we provide a framework here. So I think your concern is actually addressed based on the life that the principles give to this agreement. And I would also like to say Xavier is pacing anxiously in the back of the room because, you know, he probably wanted to come up here and say and voice support for the agreement that we've concluded. We are a little tight on time, But the other piece that we that is important here is that ICANN has just also sent us, the Finance Working Group and the community, a letter acknowledging this. So we do have formal acknowledgement and agreement with the key tenets of this agreement. I think we're going to be a little pressed for time, unfortunately, to go through that. But I did want to thank Xavier for all the work that he and his team have also done on this, because it has been a tough discussion at periods over time. But ICANN has formally acknowledged it. Chris, did you want to say something?
Thank you, Byron. Good morning, everybody. I just want to say one thing. It's really important to remember that this proposed revenue band chart hangs together with the principles. It's that they are one thing. So if you think the principles are really great, you need to understand that what flows from those principles are that we're going to have this proposed revenue model. I'm conscious that for me to be speaking about this is perhaps a bit weird, because I'm going to be reducing the amount of money that I pay to ICANN because of the banded model. But I just want to say congratulations. I know how much hard work has gone into this, and really, really well done. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations. You've done an amazing job, really. It's been tough, and you ended up with a good result all over, in my view, even if perhaps I would prefer the center model, but okay. But you're talking about voluntary contributions. Do you mean then voluntary to pay or not, or to choose another band? So it's a little confusing, and I agree with Youngham that as long as the principles cover up for the transition from one tier to another, that will help a lot of us. And we are also in the position that we pay more than we should after this table.
Thank you, Annabeth. To try to strip out any confusion here, voluntary is voluntary. Clearly, we and I believe that we should pay our freight. But this is a voluntary framework, period. No small print, period. But I believe it is incumbent upon this community to pay. And as far as the transitions between tiers go, one of the things I should have said is there are some elements here in red, and these were the modifications made since Durban. And if you look at bullet point number 2, you'll see the updated text of the guideline, which says very specifically there's a phase in as a result of adoption or reaching a higher band. So the principle very specifically speaks to the concern that you have. So hopefully that eliminates any confusion. Jörg?
All right, thanks, Byron. As everybody seems to be agreeing completely, let's make a contradictory point to it. To my point of view, there's at least one point missing, and that is money's been spent, and money's been spent hopefully to benefit us, to benefit the CCs. But nevertheless, money could be spent in whatever sense I can think that it will fit us. And I feel that we do not have a say in whatsoever has been decided. So we get the check we have to pay, but we do not have a say how the money has been spent. And for example, I would see a lot of points where even right now I can cut costs. So the amount of money we would have to pay would be going down significantly. And looking towards what is going to be planned as the development plan for ICANN, for example, is just say a quote, e.g., we are building up our staff to up to 300 people. So I fear that a lot more costs is going to be incurred on us, right? And this is one thing that I would love to see being tackled within that model as well. We need a say in what is being spent on probably our best behalf. That is one point. And the other one is just, sorry, but value doesn't scale by number of domains.
Thank you for your comments. I appreciate you keeping me honest. I want to make a couple of quick points, and then I want to hand it to Xavier, but we really do need to be conscious of time because we do have a short walk. And then maybe a final really quick point to Patricio. On the expenses, you know, one of the things here that we do get is certainty over time. Right, we will put to bed this conversation. We've talked about the $3.5 million number, and there's an acknowledgement by ICANN that that will be the cost, the foreseeable cost. So we don't expect, you know, if Fadi wants to go to 300 people, that's not on behalf of us. Right, and that's why we have the other key point, a very, very limited, short set of expenses associated with supporting us, not whatever else happens. So I think we can have comfort that we are not going to be part of some massively expanded budget, which I know Xavier is going to confirm on our behalf. So that's the key point. Second point, domains don't scale. We could have you and I can argue about that. What we're trying to find is a proxy that is reasonable. Perfect? I never said that. Reasonable? It is reasonable. It's the model we live under today. It's the model Center lives under for the most part. Because it's voluntary, because there's phase in, we have done what we believe is the best that can be done given the variables we have to play with that accommodates large registries and small registries and everybody in between. I mean, obviously, you guys have one of the largest. You're an outlier in the whole scheme of all registries. So how do we try to accommodate that? And we believe we have. I mean, it's over 5 million. You know, obviously, .nl at just over that number has a different equation than you will, even though you're double the size. So at a certain point, out on the end of the spectrum, we've done what we believe is as fair as we can get, and that's why we say reasonable, not perfect. Xavier, and literally, Xavier, 30 seconds.
So I just want to support everything that Byron has said as it relates to the participation of ICANN in developing this model, its support to it. You will read the letter from Fadi, and the only intent that ICANN has is to be able to reflect its support to this model. The value that it sees in trying to be reasonable and adequately documented, not throwing numbers at you guys that make absolutely no sense. So the letter from Fadi reinforces the support to the model, to a reasonable model, and also to indicate that we want to be able to move past it. Right? The discussions with the CC community should be less about that contribution and more about other things, about the support to this community, about the involvement of the community into the overall ICANN. So very much support to this. I don't want to be too technical to try to address your question on the costs are going to increase and therefore our contribution is going to increase. We had this discussion with the finance working group. How would the $3.5 million look over time? We didn't do precise calculations, but the high-level assessment that we did was suggesting that this number would be either stable if ICANN would expand or slightly decreasing because some of the costs line items would be shared over a bigger base if ICANN would increase. So there's no logic in this model that would make it that would make the total amount increasing mechanically.
Thank you, Xavier. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut it off now because we don't want to be late for the board meeting. I do just want to take a few seconds to say this was a large working group. A lot of heavy lifting was done. I'd like to thank all of the members of the working group for the work done. Xavier, who we've had numerous tough discussions with, and his team, for being honest and candid, sometimes whether we liked it or not. Thank you, Xavier. Certainly to Bart and staff who have been with us on this journey for 2.5 years, and to my colleague from .ca, Alan, who's joined me and has done a lot of the heavy lifting and the turns of this document as we've modified it and modified it and modified it. So thank you to Alan as well. And to this community, who has most definitely kept us honest and continued to raise the challenges from which we believe we have come to a much better solution over time. The final document that we're going to be putting to the council is posted. The letter from Fadi will be posted. Please read them both. They will give you much more detail than I've been able to describe in the last 45 minutes. Patricio, did you want a final word?
I will send my comments to the list.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now we have to go to the end of the hall, to the big room, to the meeting with the board. See you there in a couple of moments. Please make haste.